You are now listening to The Nate Jackson Show.
We are live, y'all. This is your boy at Mr. Nate Jackson with a second episode back to back. Like Drake says, back to back. I got special guests in the building. We're here with Sherelle Patrice, Tony Baker, and Kanisha Buzz. We've been talking a little bit. This is kind of from a little bit of another episode, but we've been talking on the break, and I'm just going to go right into it. The question is, ladies, why let a man spend money on you if you don't intend for it to be anything? Why are you letting...
No. Don't answer a question with a question. Why?
Absolutely. Why not? Let me ask you, Tony. Let's say... In the back of my head, I'm like, oh, I hope I get some dick from Tony Baker. And I'm like, oh, let me take him out to dinner. Let me do that. And you're like, oh, I never have any intention of smashing Sherelle. You wouldn't let me do it?
No. If I know your intent is to fuck me or, you know, hook up with me, I'll be like, no, I don't want it to be, you know.
For real? So if I was like, oh, here's like $50 to put some gas in your car, like you wouldn't. Let me do that, huh?
I wouldn't feel right because I feel like your intention in giving me the money was just to get me in bed. And I'm like, you're not going to get this thing. So why would
so
I?
So you would let me know that up front?
I mean, if you came out and said it, like you subtly trying to buy me stuff to
but
get...
see, that's the thing. I mean, you know, like as a woman, I know he's trying to smash, but no right. Dude's rolling up being like, yo, I'm trying to get this pussy tonight. Like, so
but
what's
women
the difference?
Women are different though. Like, we can't really
no,
tell
but
your
let's say I didn't
back.
Tell you exactly. So you don't know exactly what my motives are, but I'm like, oh, Tony, let's go out to eat. I take care
but
of
you. You know the
oh,
motives. With
yeah.
The
guy. Well,
I don't know the motives of the woman because y'all just be tripping. That's you true. Might just be trying to bread me off because you need companionship or just a friend or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But dudes, you like, yo, you want to get that? Yeah.
Don't you think there's adverse consequences for this behavior? While you out here tricking niggas and taking all their bread and not coming off of no pussy, don't you think it's fucked up for the woman who actually has good intentions and wants to actually spend time with a man who actually does want to do something with a nigga? And you now he's all jaded. Like, man, I've been hit up for $5,000 from a bitch on a for nothing.
Right.
And she never ever had any intentions. And here I am caring for this. I cared for her.
No, yeah. Because you know what? And this is a true story. Especially men that have it. They love spending money on beautiful women. Even if they don't get anything out of it, they love spending money on women. And they can do it. So they're
absolutely.
Never jaded because they do it continuously. There's dudes who will buy 20 different broads drinks at the bar. He knows he's not going home with all 20 of them. You
right.
Know what I'm saying? So sometimes they just like genuinely giving
exactly.
Women money.
So I can honestly say there are adverse consequences for them niggas' behavior. Fuck are you doing, nigga? Save your money. Your kids
right.
Gotta, they need some bread too, nigga. That's why niggas don't got nothing to hand down. You spend all your money on these stranger ass bitches. For
right.
What? Because you don't want to eat some goddamn hot and juicy crawfish by yourself?
And what about
yeah,
the middle ground ass dude that's not really balling and buying the whole bar? He's just genuinely focused on you, and you just like hitting this nigga up. Y'all going out to eat every now
here's
and then.
Here's the thing, though. You can, a woman can tell the difference between a man who has an expendable income and loose
absolutely.
Money and a nigga who's just like, honestly, like I don't
barely
have it
making.
Like that, but
yeah.
I want to show you. These bitches are still...
They know the difference.
They're still stepping on your wallet.
But on it. There's a timeline on it. Like, I'm not going to be 10 dates in. I've never kissed you, never done anything with you, and I'm taking advantage. Like, I'll put it until, like, within date... Like, max day 4. If I know I'm not doing something with you, because at a point, it gets to the point where
yeah.
Tanisha was saying, where you're like, damn, I'm going to have to hook up with this dude. Like, I can't keep stretching this out.
Okay, so that point is date 4. And you're over here talking about crustaceans and shit. We're talking about $120, $150 dates. So you're hitting this nigga for damn near a rack before it hits your conscience?
But you have to understand.
Like, it cost him $1,000 just to cross paths with you as a human.
No, it's
just
not
cross
paths. No,
yes, it is.
No,
to spend
no.
Time with her costs $1,000
yes,
out of a nigga's life.
You're getting time. You're getting companionship. You're getting fun. Like, it's a lot more.
Oh, is it fun? Is it
fun?
Is it fun? For $1,000, it ain't worth it.
It is fun. Or you,
no,
I could
just put it all on black.
Four. I wouldn't be on date 4 if it wasn't
first
fun.
First of all, yeah, exactly. It is very fun. Typically, like, when I'm dating certain men, it tends to be older men. So it tends to be men that love having a beautiful woman on their shoulder. They're attracted to a younger woman. So, like, the man that took me to crustaceans, I've been to crustaceans twice on date situations. One was my girl was dating the guy, and he took me and her two friends, and
okay.
He took the whole
yeah.
meal.
Well,
and
that's...
he was an older guy, maybe 50, 60 years old.
God
and
damn.
He enjoyed
company.
Having three beautiful
right.
women around him.
Okay.
Now, I didn't have to, I don't know what my friend did, but I didn't have to do nothing. I was just like, I'm here for the food.
I feel
and
that.
Then,
that's different. That's different than the one-on-one.
Right. And then the other guy, the one-on-one, he was an older gentleman.
Uh-huh.
And I mean, I'm showing up, I'm looking hot because I know he likes that. So I'm going to cater to that and at least make it fun for while we're there together. And we had phone calls and we had great conversations.
Yeah.
I'm a great date. I'm not here just like eating crab and being like, so
yeah,
you got
yeah.
about 60
yeah.
seconds.
Yeah.
I don't have, like, no, I'm going to enjoy himself. I'm going to make sure he has a good time. At the end of the night, I'll give a nice kiss on the cheek. I'll give a great hug. Like, I'll give a little sensuous arm rub to make
okay.
you feel good. Like,
make him feel like a man.
Yeah, I'm going to make you feel like a man. Thank you so much, Tony. Like,
sound like a good time. Like, right there.
So okay. it's not like a waste.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fucking terrible. You're an escort.
No, you're not an escort. And why do men think just because they
you might as well be on Craigslist. Like, look, I just want to go out. We'll have a great time. We'll have fun. I'm not going to give you no pussy. Just know that up front.
Yeah.
I'm just here for the food. Like, what she's saying is different than what you're saying.
No, it's not different from what I'm saying, because the thing is, just because you take me out, what makes you think that I have to sleep with you on top of that? Back in the day, you'd be dating somebody
right.
3 years before you got some. So where's the timeline? Like, oh,
and
I took you on three dates.
Oh, so now we
also
can go back in time again,
anyone,
ladies?
So now we got a time machine.
We can go back
now?
In time again?
But,
can
no,
we beat y'all again?
But here's for me.
No?
I will...
Can we go back to beating you?
No.
Oh, all right.
But I will keep the option open. If I'm on a date with somebody, I do keep the option open. If I really connect with this person and we really hit it off, I will keep the option open of this possibly going into something.
So he could have a show.
So he could, because I'm like, if we have a really great conversation, this person brings something out of me I never thought of, where I'm like, oh, like, I really want to get to know this person, then I will keep that option open.
Okay.
And I think there had to be even a hint of it to even go, because there's men where you absolutely will not go. We know
yeah.
who not to go with, but who we can also have a good time, because we like to have a good time too.
No,
so.
Because you be sitting there eating this nigga's hard-earned money with the pepper spray on your lap. Like, you don't give a fuck. Like, if he crosses the table, I'm spraying this nigga. Here's how I feel. The moment you figure out you ain't finna get this nigga no pussy, you need to put your goddamn fork down.
No.
Fuck what you talking about.
You don't have to sleep
don't
with
you take another bite.
Food.
No, I'm not talking about pussy. You know you don't even like this nigga. You know that in 1 month,
he
you are
no
not
shot.
About to be in contact with this
it's
nigga. You
more,
already are hovering over the block button on
right.
your goddamn phone,
it's
but you
more
are
so
chewing
the,
up
he
a
has
fucking
no
lobster.
Shot date.
You know what? The crazy part is, I did pick somebody up in my Uber, and she was like, oh, he was all over me in the store. I didn't really like him, but he could have at least asked me for my number so he could have got me something to eat. I'm hungry.
See?
And I was like, oh.
How did you, this is why I am the way I am, man. Can't trust these women out here, man.
But if you have a good time, do you see it as a waste? Even, oh, that's the good
no.
question. If you have a good time with her and
but
you don't
what's a good time?
Her,
like, nigga,
dude,
I need to, listen, I need more joy than something else I could have spent that kind of money and got. That experience from you talking about pussy points, here we are, energy points, and that's the conversion rate. You want all of our energy, all of our dough, all of our hard-earned money. Nigga, this is comic money. We work harder than a motherfucker
right.
for this dollar. It is different than a $9 to $5. And you
right.
eat it and chew it up just unforgivingly,
yeah.
unappreciatively.
I don't know when my next money coming.
We don't even know. It's
right.
not like I know next Friday I'm back on and
exactly.
I can afford two more dates. Nigga, I have literally been on a date and then 2 weeks later been like, I need exactly that much money to make my ends meet.
Yeah.
I should not have taken that.
Well, then you
out.
Don't have time to be dating anyway. You need to get your life together.
No, I'm just saying, like, I didn't know. I couldn't foresee that, because
yeah.
I'm either going to be balling out of control or like, whoo. Like,
yeah.
I'm not to the point where
yeah.
the shit is consistent. I'm to the point where it's like, I'm up, 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 down, down, up, up, tight, tight,
right.
up, up.
But
up,
not
up,
everybody's
up,
not everybody's like that. Majority of people have a stable job and they know when they're coming. We're artists, so that's completely different.
Exactly.
Than-
but the woman is not sitting across from you taking that into consideration. She's like, but these cheddar
bits can't. You don't know that.
No, here's my thing. The men that I choose to date and be like, okay, we're going to crustacean, are people that I know have some sort of expendable income.
Yes.
The guy, like last guy I went on a date with, we went to a really nice Korean restaurant. Okay, the date cost probably around $100 or whatever. He makes $500,000 a year. I'm not going to feel bad about having a great 2 to 3 hour conversation, looking beautiful and eating a good meal. Like, I'm not going to feel bad about that. That's not the same as if I'm with someone that I know is like struggling to make it. And I'm like, I know you can only talk to me if you take me to crustacean. I'm like, it's different.
Listen, we got a caller. So I'm going to take this call and we're going to see what they think. If I could just goddamn answer the phone. I didn't catch it in time. They got a call back. It was right there.
I heard a ding.
Yeah, that ding means we got a caller. Call back, caller.
Call
the fuck back. And we also have somebody texting. This is Joy Olden. She says, why are men so overly sexed, though? Or why do they expect sex so much?
And that's what I was saying. Why?
I don't expect sex. Like, if I meet a woman at a grocery store just on the cereal aisle, I'm not like, you owe me some pussy, bitch. Right, I reach the cereal off the top shelf. I'm talking about energy points. I'm being very realistic about this. Time is the only thing we can't get back.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you a portion of something that is priceless to me that I cannot have back. And my intention is to see where this is going to go. It ain't always just for us. I'm a grown-ass man now. Like, I don't even bother with bitches. I got shit I could be doing.
Right.
And if I want some pussy, I want a little bit more, too.
But what if I want to date you and don't want to give you no pussy? Are you still complaining
then
about that?
What the fuck are we doing? If we aren't talking about committing to celibacy and this leading to a bigger thing and that's why I can't have no pussy, then what was we talking about?
But why do I have to give it to you on your time frame?
Because it's my dick.
No, and it's my vagina, so I don't have to do anything on your time frame.
Right, but if during your time frame, you are taking up all of this nigga's energy, and these are
points.
But
you continuously give it? Who is that also on?
Absolutely.
You give what?
All this energy and this money that you're talking about.
It should be an even flow of energy.
Yeah. It has to be, but it's not. We're talking about a
girl.
Well,
then you walk away. That's what I'm saying. Then why are you putting that all on us? If you feel like it's not going nowhere, but you are constantly still giving into that, then at that point, it's you to blame, not us.
Because I never feel like a woman owes me the vagina. I never feel that way.
Like, I have felt like that.
I don't. It's like
I felt like I have reached into this wallet.
But I don't look at women like that because I feel like I'm paying for your pussy. That makes me think of prostitution. So I feel like I'm always honored to.
It's all prostitution, Tony.
Right. No. But I
feel
like
you got to open your wallet or your heart or your goddamn clock. You're paying for some pussy because they have an expectation. A nigga will do this much for me before I even consider opening the thighs.
For me.
And then you know that other substances and shit like that can affect. That shit. That's so why it's like when bitches be drunk in the motherfucker, they're like, I'm on some dick and I don't give a fuck what he gotta do. Like,
so you're mad at women for having standards for what they want before they give it up. So if I don't ever have any standards and you run into me and I'm 27, 28 years old and I never had no standards, now you don't want me because I'm ran through and used up.
Yeah, but you can not be ran through and used up and also not be the fucking queen of dating. Like, if you know you're saving yourself, save yourself from dating, dude.
But I might not be saving myself, but I might have went on these dates and then decided this ain't something I want to do.
So you gonna experiment on a nigga dollar without being clear about it? Hold on, we got to call it. What up? Thank you very much for calling the Nate Jackson Show. We are live and heavy into a deep conversation about why, ladies, would you let a man spend money on you and you have no intentions of taking it anywhere with him?
Well, I would say it just depends on the situation, actually. I mean, what is he?
Okay, so you're just looking. Your phone is cutting in and out. Are you in the bushes?
In the wilderness, a bit. No.
We're not going to do it. So, if you think I won't hit the button, I hung the fat guy. Now,
call back.
Yeah, I mean, go put your hand outside your porch up towards the stars and call right back.
Now, why you hang up on her? She didn't put all her time and her energy into calling you and sitting online, and you just got rid of her. You wasn't even going to listen to her?
I already inboxed her and told her I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
Well, that's what
I'm always honored to get the vagina, though.
Nigga, I damn near be like, thank you.
I take that into consideration when a woman lets me inside of her. I'm like, yo, I appreciate this. Like, you know, because that's sacred. Like, so I'll be like, hey, man, she didn't have to do this.
I'm not always like that.
You know what I'm
saying? Sometimes I am. Sometimes I really appreciate it. Sometimes it's, and other times it's just like, I'm about to fucking, for the cues, nigga. I'm about to put this in the goddamn pie.
But I'm always like, man, this, thank you. You know, I appreciate this. You know
but
what
that's
mean?
A different kind of fuck. You don't even know she wants that I'm thankful dick, nigga. She might want that dick.
Like, I can give her that and still be thankful. Like, I'm not saying I'm making love to this woman. I'm just saying as soon as I stick it in, I'm like, yo, thank you. I'm still honored. I'll fuck the shit out of you, but I'm still just thank you.
Literally, like, there'll be a little piece of shit on the bed when you're done.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It depends what he said. It depends on if they can take it. It depends on if they can take it. Some women can't take it. But that's neither here nor there, but... And some women are asking men out and buying meals.
Yeah, you mentioned that on the break. Hold on. She has a question.
Okay, let's say you did drop a grand on this chick or whatever. And then when it does pop off, she does have a fucking, like, bomb-ass pussy. That shit is amazing. Like, what if she really, like,
was like, yeah, told you. Like, would you not think like, okay, now I get what she's saying.
It was worth the money, the wait.
Exactly.
I mean,
I would say it was worth the time, effort, energy, yeah. and money that was put in.
Right. Yeah, it was
it's
worth
it. It's not like I can
shebang.
Just PayPal her money and then when I hit 1,000, I can have some pussy. No, I have to literally sacrifice moments of my life. I could be doing other things.
But if you like her, then you don't feel
it's
bad
worth it.
About
it. Shouldn't that's feel fine. Like, but the issue like is when you do like her and you're sacrificing. No, it's a sacrifice. People sacrifice for love. You're sacrificing. You're spending time. You're spending energy. You're spending money. And then this woman never had the intention to fuck you. They
now
know.
That's what I ain't feeling.
This
there's
is
no
the shit
intent.
That's a problem.
But you know,
and you guys got to stop playing devil advocate. Think about the woman who don't give a fuck about this nigga. She's getting this nigga for the bread because the bitch exists.
They
she
do.
Came to Red Lobster as the roommate. Like, I'm just trying to eat. The bitch really showed up. Like, I want an Admiral's platter.
But to keep it real, sometimes as a woman, you may be like, oh, I'm not gonna fuck him. And then something happens. You're like, oh shit, like this is about to go down. It so then sometimes the investment pays off.
No, the nigga's gambling in that case.
Even though he's gambling, what you got? The key point I think that is missing here is when you really like somebody and you're genuinely interested in somebody, you love being around them. Even
right.
if it goes nowhere, sometimes you had a crush on a nigga for 8 years and you keep doing stuff and it doesn't go nowhere. You don't regret that 8-year crush. You
right.
know what I'm saying? So when mm-hmm. you're spending this money and you're going out, you feel good when you're with them. So why would you regret feeling good while you were out with that person? You didn't feel bad the whole time. You didn't wish you weren't there. So I don't
I can compartmentalize
that.
It. And most men can. Most men can compartmentalize it. Like, okay, I'm not upset that I didn't do said things on my to-do list because I sacrificed that time to be with her. That was a dope time. That was cool.
Yeah.
I had a fun time. That was dope. But your pockets still be hurting. And that's a compartmentalized thing. I'd be like, I had a great time, but god damn, I got set back. And it's not that I feel like I can be paid for my money in pussy, because my thing is this, if I'm going to have a good time with you, we're going to actually spend that time, let it be real. Don't fake me. Women know in the first like 10 seconds.
Yeah.
Y'all
if they
know
are
all
sexual,
time.
They
not
know.
All the time, but majority of the
y'all
time.
Know pretty quick.
If you don't know off top, a nigga got to get lucky. He did something. Like, the nigga, the light hit this nigga just right. And you're like, I fuck this nigga. No. Because that nigga don't got the same light in his room. You can be like, you know what? I actually changed my mind. That's how you get raped. And I'm not with that shit. I want to know up front, is this really actually having potential to go somewhere? And that's what people be on. Women do that with a man. Like, you know, I don't want to even do this because, you know, I feel like it's not going nowhere.
Right.
Look, we got to call her. I'm going to take it. Thank you for calling the Nate Jackson Show. Listen, are you listening live or do you need to be caught up on where we're at?
No, I think I'm good.
Oh, okay. So you're calling from a solid phone now. I graciously appreciate that. It sounds like the same person. Is this Tana?
This is she.
What's okay. going on? So, Tana, the question is, why let a man spend money on you? Money, energy, time. Why let a man spend on you if you never ever have the intention of letting it be anything?
It's basically going to depend on the woman and the man, because if a woman has nothing else to do with her time, then she will do that. And if a man is looking for nothing but the attention of this woman, because I'm guessing he finds her attractive and maybe above his level, then, you know, that's usually when it takes place.
So there's levels to this shit?
Definitely levels. Calibers of people.
I like how she called in from the bed, though. You can tell she's laying down.
Yeah, she sounds like she's next to a low-lit lamp.
No, absolutely not. That's what I'm not doing.
You sound like your feet are soaking in some warm, bubbly water.
Right?
That and Epsom then you salt. Go.
She's in the bubble bath right now.
Right now.
She's paying eggs.
She's going to drop a strawberry in her mouth right after she gets off. That was a good call.
Stop it. No, I just walked in from doing my workout. I'm tired.
Okay, bet. But tell me this. Do you think that there's adverse effects of the woman who is taking advantage of men left and right? Now, keep in mind, this radio show is being recorded live from Hollywood, California. And you already understand all of the concepts about Hollywood and how it's fake and how these hoes be running niggas till they bread. Are they fucking up the game?
No, you know, the way I look at it is, I feel like the man is using the woman, like, who else is going to spend this much time with him if he's looking like a boogaloo, you know? I feel like he's using her. Mm. She may be reaping some benefit, but so is he, because he could be sitting at home playing on his Xbox like his friends think he's doing, you know?
So the way you feel about it is, let's say the nigga's not a boogaloo. He's genuinely interested in this woman. He's spending this money, this time, and all this because he's interested and wants to see where it goes. She already knows this shit ain't going nowhere. But she ain't got no plans this night, and her stomach just growled. She fucking up the game. That's what I'm talking about. No. I'm talking about the chick sitting on the gate who sells shirts that say, I'm just here for the food.
You need to do a better job of picking who you
want to
take on a date.
Is that right?
Right.
So it's his fault at the end of the day? It's not this money? It's not the girl's fault?
I think it's a combination of...
So you guys are like, and suckers deserve to get what they got?
No, but I mean, in the flip side, what's the difference from men faking all these relationships and acting like they want to be with women just to have sex and continuously having sex,
okay,
knowing that they're not going to take it any further? What's the difference between that?
I didn't say that was okay.
Exactly.
I think both are wrong.
Okay,
but
well,
when you take two good qualified dudes like Tony and I, we are here with legitimate concerns about a bit. Like, is this real?
But that's because
it's getting to the point now where I'm like, if show me the pussy, so I know that you got it. Like,
well,
you
know what
I'm saying?
Exactly. See,
women just got like the high number. Basically,
Tana,
women.
Thank you for calling in. I appreciate it. Thank you for getting to a line that was a little more secure. It really helps the show. I appreciate you.
My pleasure.
All right, toodles.
You guys have a good night.
Mary,
but I was going to say, because these type of men that we're talking about, these type of women have crossed each other's paths, a lot of people are scorned. And women now, we just don't care. Like, it's unfortunate, but now it's like, whatever. We're going to do the same shit men been doing us forever. And yeah, you're going to pay for all this.
Listen, I don't feel bad because dudes have wanted to be around me and deal with me just to smash. So now if I want to be around you just for some food, I don't feel bad.
But you're taking it out on an innocent bystander.
I'm not taking it out on... No, you're like, I'm not out here like raping men's wallets. I'm not out here being right. Like, oh, I think I can get a solid 50 out of dinner with him. I think I can get a good 100 out of him. I'm not like doing that. Like, if I meet
you, you are.
No, but I'm not.
You told me you let a nigga, you hollered at a nigga because you heard him talking about investment banking.
Because that's sexy.
No, that is literally, it's one thing to do courtship and filter through men based on qualities and the content of their character and the cloth that they're cut from and the money that they make. But to just be like, I need to know the kind of bread this nigga makes and then maybe he can get on.
First of all, I'm trying to have little mulatto babies, so he fit the bill. Second of all, I was at an event, like, and I was like, oh, okay, like, we're talking about, I heard over him talking about these $1 million investments and all this in business. I've always been attracted to businessmen. People always ask me, what's your type? And I always will say, I'm attracted to a man in a suit. I'm attracted to a businessman. So he also fit that bill. So, okay, now he has two things off of my checklist. Cool. And then he came up to me and he was nice and friendly. And he was like, oh, you know, he made a little joke. He's like, I'd like to take you to dinner. So...
Hook, line, and sinker.
It's not even that.
What's her flavor, though?
When you hear it's an investment banker, all you're hearing is the investment banker. That means he's educated. That means he's goal driven.
Oh,
that means he's smart. That means he has a plan for his future.
Exactly.
That means,
the nigga can take somebody's money and put it into something and cross his fingers.
No, this man was incredibly smart. And it was, for me, I'm like, to me, if you really want to try to get in my pants, like if you stimulate my mind where I'm sitting there thinking about you, I'm like, that's sexy to me. That's the biggest turn on in me. So if my mind stimulated, so someone that has a high intelligence level stimulates me. So like exactly what Khadijah was saying, checklist, smart, well-educated, good school. My mom always asked me, well, where did he go to college? Any dude that I'm dating, she asked me that because my mom has 2 degrees. He's very well-educated. So again, checklist. So this person, I knew just from the conversation he was having, the event he was at, he had stuff checked off on the list automatically just off of that conversation.
Okay.
And then when I had dinner, okay, now I'm checking more things. Now he wants to go back to school because he wants to legitimately run for president and have a law degree an MBA. Shit, like, I'm like, yes, like, I can be a first lady. Like that was sexy to me. I thought that was dope. And so, no, in our second date, because since I'm such a...
Did you fuck that nigga?
No, we only end up going on one date. But our second date, we
What happened on the second date?
Well, I don't even know what happened. Just, like, didn't organize. But we were going to go golfing for a second date because we were going to try
So y'all never had a second date?
No, we didn't.
You been busy? Y'all been busy and shit?
Yeah, we just kind of fell off. Like, well, got weird because he, like, tried to kiss me goodnight. And I was like, that's not happening. I'm not going to
kiss
you
in for the lips.
Well, yeah, and I, like, curved him, and I was like, I'm not kissing anyone on a first date.
Okay.
Like, you don't get a kiss on a first date. I don't know you.
That's why you didn't have a second date, because that nigga spent all that bread and couldn't even press his lips
against
one of your lips.
Okay, then that's cool. Then I didn't get a second date. Like, I'm cool.
She stood her ground and her little standard.
She was never interested in more, nigga.
No, she was,
No,
though.
But I would have gone, like, had we gone...
the first lady. She didn't give a fuck about him.
It sounded like she was feeling this cat.
No, I actually, like, had the second date gone down, I would have done it. Like, because golfing... even though, I mean, it's an investment, but it's like, it's not food related. It was something different, something where we would have engaged.
Not kissing the guy on the first date doesn't mean she's not feeling it.
No, not at all. I don't kiss
him. I gave him a hug. I thanked him, but I'm not going to kiss anyone on the first date, because most likely if I'm kissing you on the first date, it's going to put me in a bad situation because then I'm feeling too much. And, like, that's something for me. I decided, like, I'm not going to do that anymore. Like, I don't want to feel someone where I'm like, oh, I want to kiss you now.
Who broke your heart?
Her heart is not broken.
Who broke your heart? Who fucked the shit out of you, broke your heart, and didn't buy shit? Who ended up just not being worth your time? He never spent nothing. Who was the person who made you? No. I want to know the nigga that made you make a proclamation where you drew a line in the sand and you said, if you cross this line with me emotionally, it's going to be worth something for me. I will not give a nigga some pussy and be empty-handed again. Who was that nigga? I understand it's a straw that broke the camel's back situation. Who was the last nigga?
Well, that was a couple years back, but...
but there is a nigga.
No, there absolutely is one. And then when I got hip to the game,
that was caused by previous
Drake said this. Drake even said, if women learn that they were running the game, like basically saying, like, the past.
We start
pussy,
Drake.
Pussy is power, though.
I am quoting
it
Drake.
It is.
But pussy is power. And when a woman starts recognizing the power that she has within her, she has so much more control in her life. And as soon as I started reclaiming that power, I was getting the life that I wanted.
Yeah.
I want to do this. Go ahead, finish, and then I want
to. Yeah, I said it on stage, man. Pussy is power, man. Y'all run the show, and most women don't realize it.
Only reason pussy is power is because men are empowering the pussy.
I mean,
that's what gives it its power.
We do everything we do for the pussy.
But now, especially with
I don't do everything I do for no pussy.
Not me, but
I'm doing shit
men.
I do for my children. I want my lineage and my family.
But that has to come out of a vagina.
But you need a
But I'm not doing it for pussy. I'm doing it for
No.
What you said is men do it for, but like literally the way we move, with all the stuff we do is to get to.
The pussy represents more than just the vagina.
To you, it does. I feel like somebody in here has the idea that doing that pussy is power is all about trying to get to that friction. Because what woman do you know is holding out kids as leverage? No, it's always sex. You see what I'm saying? Yeah. They're not fucking you and saying, you can keep, you can have as much pussy as you want, but as soon as you want to get me pregnant, nigga, you have to do this, 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 and this. No, they hold the pussy hostage.
That's not true.
First of all, the reality is pussy is power. The pussy is light, gives life on earth.
Right.
So you cannot ignore the power that a woman has between her legs. That's how mankind and the human is created. So there's so much power in what is there. And as soon as a woman realizes, and you can say, oh, we don't do stuff for pussy. No, yes, you do. If a man all of a sudden, all the woman said, fuck this, I'm keeping my legs closed, men would go crazy.
And do whatever
men
it took
would
to get
not
it
be able to function happily or healthily without pussy.
Yeah, but. You motherfuckers aren't frogs. Y'all niggas aren't asexual. You're not finna just sit in the corner and boil and then boom, you're pregnant. You need a man just as much as we're talking about procreation. We're talking about our human race continuing. You need just as much semen from a man as you do. Yes, you do. As an egg. Now, be honest about that. When you're talking about not giving niggas no pussy, we would be crazy. You didn't say not giving niggas no babies. You're literally talking about fucking. The friction
of sex
is what you are denying men to make niggas lose their shit.
Well, but without that friction, you can't have a baby. So
no, you can't, because you can go get turkey basted. We're not talking about kids being the issue. We're talking about fucking. You were talking about sex. You're talking about the energy. That's why we said your heart is in your pussy, not your heart is in your womb. The womb is the is what's powerful.
I'm an emotional
person. The pussy
is
just
that's why,
how you get to it, and that's why you can fuck without having a baby.
That's why I do put it on a pedestal, but for me, because I know I'm not good at having sex without my emotions being tied, and that's something I had to realize and take ownership of. Like, I'm not going to be out here having casual sex and having my emotions
caught up.
That's
fine, but you got to understand that everything you're doing, the way that you're dating, the way you're interacting with men, all of it is because you're reacting to some behavior that you've already experienced that was just unpleasant to you. If you could just honestly have been born, gone through all of your years and had great relationships or been abstaining this whole time, you would have entirely different interactions with men other than when you were heartbroken, out of bread, all, like, if you didn't deal with all that. And this is what I'm saying, if you want to find some real shit, the real shit, you got to strip all that bullshit down. Because if you meet a new man, he don't deserve all the pain that the nigga who ran you through the mud did to you.
But I don't bring that to that person.
But you do,
just because
though.
I don't have sex with them?
No,
just
it's, not
like,
a, it's not about... Hold on. We got a caller. Right now, I'm taking it, Anger. What up? Thank you for calling in to the Nate Jackson Show. I hope you've been listening. You should be on the edge of your couch like, I'm about to say something.
Oh, what's good, Nate?
Oh, what's up?
Yeah, it's Rob from the East Coast, man.
That's what up. What's up, Rob? You know what we're talking about, or do you need to be given a little bit of an update?
I think I'm caught up.
Okay, so what's your two cents, bro?
My two cents, it becomes a bidding war. Ladies want to, you know, be wine and dine, get the most out of a guy, you know, to make sure he's worthy. And guys are not trying to put in more investment than the last dude. Because unfortunately, some women tell on themselves, oh, I used to deal with so-and-so. Used to deal with Ray from around the corner, you know, he used to get down. Me and him was cool. But again, I got my stuff together, but you think you're going to get the regular treatment? I can't do that. That makes me look bad. Makes me look like a simp. So that caused some trouble. And I got too many options around like that, so why would I make a choice? So that ends up being a reason why women don't always get together, don't always get scooped up. That's my two cents.
Bet. So you're saying, in comparison, you're spending all this bread on a chick, and at the same time, she fucking Ray around the corner who ain't spending nothing.
Yeah, that's sometimes how it goes, man.
Is this some real shit? Like, is Ray a...
Okay, well, the situation with that is that the dudes that don't have no money and ain't doing nothing usually have the greatest dick in the universe, and that is what they're...
Rob, thank you for calling in, because we about to go to a whole nother thing.
Well, he just talked about Ray, so I just wanted to speak on it.
Hey, but real shit, thank you for calling in, Rob. I appreciate it, my G.
You know
what?
You said you was going to explain to me why women were trying to take
somebody
you.
Somebody said, he lost me. Clearly, I was trying to find a little bit of something.
I was lost.
Ray fucked this nigga's life up. Some broke nigga that was like, yeah, nigga. All he had on was a white beater and one
corner,
sock.
You know what I'm saying? To drill the cutlass.
And got his bitch pregnant. Right.
After he done spent $1,000 on 4 days. That nigga with a toothpick in his mouth and a jerry curl on one side of his head hit for free.
Yeah. Okay, I want to explain to Tony why, because he's getting an uprising, women calling.
Okay, so I'll give you a nice lead into that, because before we started the show, between the last show and this show, Tony Baker was sharing how, matter of fact, hold on, we're going to go to a song.
Okay.
And when we come back, we're going to get into this. But Tony Baker said, women are taking him out and paying for the dates as of late. And Kenesha says, let me tell you exactly why. That and more, right after this.
You are now listening to The Nate Jackson Show.
The Nate Jackson Show is recorded live and is available on the Spreaker app. All past episodes are available on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts from.
I'm a really diamond, and I'm shining bright because I'm really grinding. They ask me if I'm real. I say, you should stay. My daughter gonna love this bitch. All my diamonds shine because they really diamond. Songwriter and he can sing, bringing in money like raking in leaves. I was just trying to get paper to sneeze. Achoo, that was a blessing. She's special to you, I don't look at her special. Actually, I treat her regular. Not being seen, we not making no spectacle. Dates out of birth and he gave it a Kevin. All the above, we do all the etc. Was scared of the fans, had to switch out my cellular. He talking reckless, don't call me back ever. Passing through guarded a holler at Glover. Shout out to Black, shout out to Shedrick. Break my name, call up for K-911. Just holler that trail. I'm like the rapper, my section ridiculous. Watch when you stepping, pockets on indigent. Can't be too careful, Steve like I'm tall. And when they yellow, broken in college. Fresh with low mileage, I like them black. Pretty white teeth, body unique. Booty on fleek, Jenny Aiko. Chewing the cheeks, groceries please. You know that was all my diamond shine, cause they really diamond. That bitch is in line, they be really trying. They ask me if I'm high, I say really. Got money on my mind, I say really. I look like I
strong in case anyone testing us. Right or wrong, if it's this, you don't mess with it. When your bitch over here, I don't mess with her. No detective work, I don't be questioning. Where she been trying to read all her messages? I don't speak on no man that's irregular. Take her phone, disconnecting the cellular. What you need that for undressing her? What you did that for caressing her? Spreading her legs about the flesh of her. Pulling her hair from the back, go to pressing her. Trying to see who tap first made a bet with her. Relationship blaking, no eczema. She catching feelings, she say we inseparable. Oyster perpetual, it's not a replica. Mustang GT in the street smoking vegetables. Trunk in the front, do it make me an elephant. I really, really preserving my beverages. Shopping in Beverly, check out my etiquette. Loving my swag women, Taylor keep checking. The cameras, they glistening all of my necklaces. Feeling myself, really thought it was elegant.
All my diamonds shine, cause they really diamonds.
From 24 Hour Fitness is America's hottest new fitness and health magazine, bringing you the training secrets of the fitness leaders and the latest workouts with video instructions. World-class training advice coming from the world's top exercise scientists. 24 Life's recipes not only taste good, they're good for you. And in its lifestyle pages, 24 Life shows you how to look great and enjoy the rewards of your hard work in the gym. 24 Life app. Get it free for your smartphone or tablet from the App Store and Google Play.
We're back with the Nate Jackson Show.
We're back, bitch.
Bitch, guys.
All right, so we're back. I'm here.
Hey.
With guest Sherelle Patrice.
Yeah.
Tony Baker.
Yeah.
And Kenesha Buzz.
Yeah.
The topic that we've been going in on. We've been going in. And I mean, we got people chatting like crazy.
Hey.
I mean, they're in their chat. I mean, I can just scroll through the chat. We've had a few callers, and everybody wants to know, why would you let a man spend money on you? You have no intention of taking it anywhere. Tony Baker, before the song, told us, before the break, he said, women been taking him out and spending money as of late. Kind of like what the fuck? This is a phenomenon. Kenesha says she knows why. Why, Nene?
Why? Okay, so this is the thing with Tony Baker. Women are taking Tony Baker out because he is on the rise in his career. And women can seek out potential greatness. And when you meet Tony and you see Tony, you know Tony is going to be that next big thing. So the strategy is to get in good with Tony before he makes it, so you can say, well, I was shooting at you in the gym, however they be saying it, because I came to your little show. You know, we really don't let people come to our shows, but I was there for you, and I cooked for you, and I took you out. So they give you the perception. It's not always real, but they'll give you that perception. I'm not here for the money, because I'm spending my money on you, but in return, I know what's going to come if I stick around for this. So that's a lot of reasons why you're getting a lot of those invites.
Treachery. That's treachery then.
It's not but you know what? It's the
they
game.
They don't even know they're doing it.
But you guys know what? You call it treachery, but them white women, they train their daughters from a young age to do this. I've at these country clubs and all the stuff, they bred money with money. So they teach them to go after the athletes. They teach them to go after the lawyers in college. White women used to go to college just to find a husband. So what, I mean, men are supposed to be providers, that's and we're crazy. Naturally attracted to providers. And in you providing, you will get all the womanly things out of us as well. But you can't be mad at a woman for wanting a man.
I preach because that's honestly, but this is my dad told me. He was like, all these white girls, because he tends to go a lot of events and golfing stuff. He was like, all these white women out here looking for husbands. He was like, you need to do the same, Sherelle. Stop playing games. He was like, because that's what their culture
yes.
does. They breed their daughters to go find affluent husbands and go after the men that have these big bank accounts, that have these lifestyles that they can provide. So that's their culture, and they do it, and they pop up at whatever. My dad's like, you need to start going to basketball games, you need to do this, you need to do that, but it's no different. But that's okay in their society. That's the standard of living in theirs.
Yeah.
But, it's a black one, what, we're gold diggers? We're wrong for that?
Nah, you
might. What are y'all
first of
doing?
All, I'm going to read a comment. The comment says, that shit's not true. You women can be very, very good at stringing a brother along. And that's my thing. I've been strung along.
For how long?
Man, ain't good. I don't. That's why.
You got her.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck if it's.
Who broke your back?
Yeah.
Sure.
Let's talk about it.
And why are you mad? You didn't cut the string early enough, so now you're mad at us.
Because the string, this is the thing, like, if the string looked like it couldn't support me, I would have been not trusted swinging on the motherfucker. It was thick, beautiful rope, and I knew if I jumped, it would catch me.
How long were you strung along?
The longest that I was pumping into what I thought was going to be something real with energy, time, money, and all that shit was probably 3 months. Of just like consistent,
oh, that ain't shit.
Fucking hanging,
yeah.
And no,
do you know what I'm saying? And there may be more than that. Like I have other relationships right now that I'm like, yeah, I'm probably gonna get that one day. Like you know what I'm saying? I know one chick. We smashed very early on, and then nothing for years. And she always is very flirtatious and shit like that. And I'm always just kind of like, is this the time that we do it again? You know what I'm saying?
And some women are just flirt.
And I've watched her pattern.
I'm a flirt.
I've watched her pattern, and this is kind of what she does. Like, she'll be excited about a nigga up front and run buns, and then after that, she just string along. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And, but that might be something personal going on with her and necessarily don't have nothing to do with you if that's her pattern and that's something that she does.
Yeah.
True, but what I'm telling you is I've encountered that and seen that happen to other brothers enough that it's actually affecting the rest of the game. Like, there's things that are affecting dating right now. Like, the game has changed. We were talking about it before. Social media, the amount. Like, you got to understand, back in the day, we'll go just for this example. Back in the day, a woman wouldn't get attention from a man unless she left the crib.
Yeah.
She got dressed up, she got dainty, and she left the house. She would not know how desirable she was considered by the opposite sex until she experienced that.
Right.
Now that's denied. Yeah. When one picture from your bathroom in the right light can get you 3,000 likes, and bitches are like, I'm making a career DMs out of stringing niggas along.
Okay, but you do that with women. But right now, men are exactly the same way. And they're full of themselves, and they're putting up all their little pictures, and they're getting so much attention from women. Now they feel like they don't even have to be men because, well, shit, I don't got to do nothing for you. I got 300 bitches in my inbox right now that I can go over and have sex with. So men are not treating women like women anymore because some of these women are so loose and just
I'm not giving it a full touche. It's a very valid point, but where I find the loophole in it is that you could go back in this very same conversation 8 minutes ago where you guys are quoting that pussy is the power of the earth and all of that shit.
It is, though.
Well, it is the power, but I've been saying lately that the switch is crazy because I feel like it's easier to have sex with a woman now than it is for a woman to have sex with a man. It's the weirdest thing. I feel like women are throwing themselves. A lot
disagree.
Of women are throwing themselves.
I feel
themselves.
Like the women are being much more choosy, feeling because here's the thing. No, here's why. Because
in my experience.
I'll tell you this. This is why I feel like this. Because if somebody says, if you're in a relationship and it's not working out, they would be like, there's more fish in the sea.
Right.
Yeah.
But you got to look at the amount of opposite sex that they would be exposed to. Now, because of social media, it's literally half of their 5,000 friends list. It's an infinite amount of people on the internet if the shit is open.
But only 20 of the people live in their state. So, you know.
It's definitely
But you wouldn't even encounter them 20. You got to think, like, when was the last time you were at a party and you were with a shitload of people you actually would consider, like, dating or doing some serious
stuff? No, I mean, I see what you're saying. I feel like
the game has entirely changed. It wasn't even options like this. My mom had Southern University's campus to choose from.
That's true, but I feel like saying? It also keeps you, like, when men used to go on vacation, if they happen to run into a hole, they might do something. Now, the holes are there. When you get there, you've already inboxed on every bitch in that city.
Now, physically, it's not easier to have sex with a man than a woman. Because you guys have the hole. We can't even fuck the hole until it is an entry is allowed.
That is true.
You see what I'm saying?
It's still easier for men, for women to get some dick nightly.
Yeah.
Always.
Because they can just go outside.
Every night
yeah, they can. But can you get new pussy every night?
No.
Then you're saying the same thing I'm saying. It is
I'm agreeing with you.
Yeah. You could go out right now and fuck somebody tonight. Like, hey, baby.
I can't do that. I can't get a new vagina nightly. No.
We understand that. Career-wise, our career paths
totally
are going to a whole nother range.
Yeah, that's a totally different conversation.
Yeah.
I'm speaking from regular people, you know, point of view rather than, you know.
Tony, I almost think you could, though. With all these women that are taking you out, like, I almost feel like you could.
I'm seeing similar behavior at this point, but it wasn't before. It was like, now that I'm on Wallet Out, this is like,
so you always been funny. No, if you both played the game right, like, you could be like, yo, I just got off of Wildin' Out. You flossed a couple dollars in front of a chick. You could even set it up. You could be like, yo, Sherelle, go over to tell this. Well, if y'all play, I can peep game later, but y'all play the game right, you could pull up on business
and make
him look
like you got
something.
I want to fuck with Tony in sense.
We weren't paying attention to the time in the episode.